Happy Wednesday! Today I've been working all day on the website, adding new interviews and also reviewing Grammarly. Have you ever heard about the grammar checking tool Grammarly? Grammarly is described as another set of eyes to help perfect your writing. Grammarly's patent-pending grammar checking technology reviews and improves your text, correcting grammar, spelling, word choice, and style mistakes with unmatched accuracy. I have a free 3-month subscription for Grammarly, yay, so I can review it and form my own opinion. I will let you know when my review is finished. But in the meantime, I do have a question for you. Have you ever used Grammarly? Did you find it useful? Did it improve your confidence? How could it be improved? Please share your thoughts with me and other English learners here by clicking the link. I'm curious to know what you think about it. In other news, I have been busy speaking with 2 influential women in the English language industry. Have you heard of Naomi Simmons or Elizabeth Bryan? I have had the pleasure of getting to know both of these wonderful English teachers, and I'm happy to share 2 information-filled interviews with you this month. First, I spoke with Naomi Simmons. Did you know that she is currently the world's best-selling author of books to teach English as a foreign language to young children? She also created her own online course to teach children English. We look at Naomi's number one tip to help your children love learning English and much more. Click here to visit our interview. If you are a parent, then you won't want to miss this. Second, I sat down with Elizabeth O'Brien, who is the mastermind behind EnglishGrammarRevolution.com. If you have never heard about sentence diagramming, then this interview is for you. This visual approach to learning English grammar is a nice alternative to textbook memorizing. Click here to read our interview and watch some of Elizabeth's useful grammar videos. With 2 interviews, you might not have any more time or energy for more information. If you do want more material, I have some great advice on how to remember the difference between say versus tell. Now, in Spain, it is very common for people to answer the phone and use a very short expression that directly translates to tell me. Now, in English, I don't know anyone who would answer the phone by saying tell me, but this expression will help you use the verb tell properly. Remember, when we use the verb say in a sentence, we cannot follow it with an object pronoun. Me, you, him, her, them, etc. Let's look at some examples and remember, we always say something to someone and you always tell someone directly. Examples: say your phone number. Tell me your phone number. He said the price. He told me the price. Okay, so now it's time to test you. Fill in the blanks with either say or tell. So you have exercises 1 to 10, and I will post the answers on the blog here. Just click the link. Okay, everyone, that is it for this month. I hope you found this newsletter useful, and I will see you next month or sooner. All the best, Diana.